You don't have to look far to find trouble these days. What can be hard to find is something worth liking and pursuing. So today on The Danger Zone, we're going to look for something good. Right now with David Trainer. Welcome to The Danger Zone. It's The Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from new constructs. And most of the time, we are talking about something that is dangerous. And danger, well, it usually involves things that you can't see, right? Because you're looking from the top down, and most people look at the top down. They look at the basic numbers, they read them out, and they go, hey, this looks pretty good. I'm set to go. But at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. It's forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And the result is sometimes they find that those numbers in the picture they present is misleading.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is distinctly possible. And when that happens, well, that makes a stock dangerous. By the way, if it works for you, in other words, if a stock looks bad at the surface, but that analysis shows, wait, it's actually a pretty good picture, that is when something, you know, gets them excited at New Constructs.
Hello, sexy.
They're actually a little more excited than that, probably. But here to talk about it is David Trainer. Remember, they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. They blog about their Danger Zone picks. So you can always get more information about what you hear us discuss. And, of course, it's newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
And we are starting the week of our 8th anniversary. And while we have not done the Danger Zone, we didn't do the Danger Zone that first week. You actually joined the show in August of our first year. So it's not quite yours and my 8th straight year of doing this. Well, it's been nearly 350 Danger Zone appearances on the show. And thank you for all you've done to help make the show what it is after these 8 years.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Chuck. Thanks for coming up with the idea for the Danger Zone. It's been a lot of fun. I love the music. I love the ideas. And I love the flexibility you give us to change it up. I think it's fun to look at some stuff in different times. You know, I think the headline here for us and what we're doing is the famous Ben Graham saying, you know, we want to be greedy when others are fearful. Fearful when others are greedy is usually what we are because markets are going up. We're more fearful when others are being greedy. But right now, I think now's a good time to be greedy in certain spots when others are overly fearful.
Right. And that's why this week it won't be
danger, danger.
It will be something where
you are so good looking.
So who's in the attractive zone this week?
D.R. Horton.
It's D.R. Horton. That's ticker symbol D.H.I. Why is it so good looking?
The theme that we've really focused on in this sort of time frame is to see through the dip, right? As we were talking offline a minute ago, Chuck, right? I mean, we're thinking about coming out of this sometime in the summer. And it's probably fair to assume that by the end of the year, I think few people would argue that we won't be pretty close to back to normal. And so if you acknowledge, as every major economist in the world pretty much has, that GDP in 2021 is going to be even higher than what we expected to be before the downturn, people are going to get back to living their lives. So the key is to find stocks that don't see through the dip, that are priced as if things will never get back to approaching even normal or even better. How about a valuation that implies profits are going to be permanently set back to where they were 5 years ago? Right. That's the case with D.R. Horton. When you look at the current valuation, we got a chart in our report that shows this. At $39 a share, effectively the market is assuming that profits never get back higher than where they were in 2013. And really, and that's also a similar level to where they were in 2002. Right. Effectively, a lot of stocks for companies that are going to emerge from this probably stronger than they did going in because they're the most profitable, they're among the largest, they've got good access to capital, they've got good balance sheets. And there will be some companies that do die, right? This is going to shake out the weaker firms. That leaves market share for the bigger firms to take, effectively inherit. And so a lot of these firms that are priced as if we will never make it out of the dip are going to probably do even better than they did before. And so you're able to get them at really attractive prices. And we do some additional checking to make sure, look, they've got the balance sheet liquidity to survive and potentially even a zero revenue environment. And so they're great investment ideas, you know, if you've got the stomach to be a little greedy when everyone else is fearful.
Well, right now, D.R. Horton, you know, it's a home building company. And we've all learned in shelter in place,
there's no place like home.
But among the changes, you know, it's interesting because there are some folks who are saying when we come out of this, we will wind up with more people saying, oh, I don't have to go to an office. I'll build something better, that there will be a lot of work and that homes themselves might be changed out of this. So there are a lot of tentacles yet to play out. The question for me would be, you know, we're always looking for a catalyst, and we know that anything you're buying right now is a significant long-term play. So I'm not going to ask you necessarily what you think the catalyst will be. I'm going to ask you instead, how long do you think it will take to realize the attractiveness here and put a price on it? I mean, it's a stock that's trading down in the high 30s, 40 range. What's a fair value?
I mean, we're thinking looking at least 75, 80 bucks, to be fair, or at a conservative level. We've got a chart for that in the model here. We just assume that the company can just get back to margins that it had during the financial crisis, and gross sales at about 3.5% a year, which is fairly conservative, and basically get profits back to around where they were a year or so ago. Yeah, it's 76 bucks a share. So that's extremely conservative. The stock is effectively pricing in a permanent 60% decline in profits. And timing-wise, it's hard. You know, you're not asking me for a catalyst, but you sort of are, right? I just don't like to do that, really, because it's so difficult to do. But I would imagine that when things start to open back up, when we get into the summer and people are sort of, as soon as they're able to sort of imagine or lift their gaze beyond the present negativity and downturn, I think they'll pretty easily be able to get their heads around, hey, wait a second. You know, this isn't permanent. This isn't going to permanently change the way we live. And by the way, maybe, you know, as you said, there's more investment in housing because people are going to spend more time in them. However long it takes for people's minds to get around the corner, it's however long it takes for the stock to come back.
Well, we'll be watching, see how the stock comes back. And of course, we also know that you will come back and chat with us again soon. David, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again. Stay safe.
Thanks. You too, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the president and founder of New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com. Go there to see their Danger Zone picks. They blog about them. There's much more information, charts, and everything else that will back up everything David was saying. And remember, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. We are heading for home on today's show. Up next, it's the Market Call. Jordan Waldrop from Trumark Investments will be here talking stocks when we come back after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.